And the sacrifice of Judah and of Jerusalem shall please the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, dear children, with that long Christmas hymn, we close today our Christmas season. The 40 days of Christmas are now completed, and today Mary goes to the temple, the place of worship, to offer her child Jesus. You noticed how church was all dark when we started our ceremonies, and how little by little you received more and more candles to bring more and more light inside the church. And bringing light into darkness is truly what this feast is about. This feast is called Candlemas, because the church blesses the candles to be born in the procession of this day. If you remember, Bishop Dolan preached to you on Sunday about angels who have been also created by God and are inseparable part of the creation. And today we again meet an angel in the Mass's epistle, an angel who is like a refining fire. Our Lenten theme is reparation, that we must make our offering of repentance because we have so often sinned against God. Like an angel prepares the way for our Lord, so does a candle burn light today, so that we might see clearly our way out of darkness. And dear faithful and dear children, that burning candle which you carried today in the procession is a portable sermon, that it is Jesus who banishes away the darkness, who takes away the sin. In the blessing of candles, which took place before the Mass, we prayed that their light would dispel the darkness of the night, that we may be delivered from all blindness of sin. We also meet Our Lady, the Mother of Jesus. In the procession, the Church also remembered the procession in the temple on this day of Mary's purification. We are also on our way to meet Jesus, saluting Mary, the gate of heaven. And children, even though the church was dark when you entered here today, you noticed that the candles were still burning around the altar. And have you ever thought why there has to be always big candles burning at the altar when Holy Mass is celebrated? In the past times, there was a real bloody offering, of which Mary and Joseph were also on their way to give in the temple. And already in the first book of the Bible, the Genesis, we have a burnt offering. Abraham offered a sacrifice and divided the animals to be offered on the altar. And when the sun was set, there arose a dark mist, and there appeared a smoking furnace and a lamp of fire passing between those divisions of the sacrifice. Just like a candle is only a sign of Christ, so the old law was also a sign of something much better sacrifice, namely the sacrifice of the Mass. When Christ was born on Christmas, he came to the world for the first time. Every time the Mass is said, we celebrate his first coming, as lamp of fire lightened Abraham's sacrifice, it also lightens every Mass where Christ is born as consecration and divided before communion. But as Mary felt both joyfulness and sorrow in this day in presenting her son to God, you children should also remember that true fire lightens, but at the same time it also burns. Christ will one day also come for second time and at his second coming the world will be judged by fire. The fiery torch of this Old Testament offering showed forth the day of judgment, and for this reason fear fell upon Abraham when he was giving his sacrifice. On the last day on earth there will be wailing and lamenting, and then we will see the results of the amount of reparation when repentance is no more. And that is why we, during this year's preparation for Easter, we offer our reparation for sins, so that we would not be among those who lament, but among those who will follow the light of Jesus all the way to heaven. Children, when you were baptized, your Godfather held a lighted candle to mark that you must all the time keep your holy Catholic faith. And when at some point it is the time, little scary it might be, for you to exit from this world, again a blessed candle will burn at your bedside. And this time that candle marks that by keeping the Catholic faith in your life, you are now about to enter into immortality in heaven. You children who today carried the lighted candle in our procession, you are a living faith that, as it is true what is said on our website, the light of faith is still burning. As carefully as Mary and Joseph held baby Jesus, and as diligently you guarded today the flame of your candle, so as carefully you need to hold into your faith in your life. The flame of this faith was first held by your Godfather. It is now held by you. And be careful that you don't let that flame to disappear until your family blows it out after your peaceful departure to paradise. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.